Now to conclude with this consideration of Psalms 13, I want to focus in on this phrase, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Each of us have our own experiences with God. We call upon him for different but similar needs. Today I've focused on family medical experiences. I have sought help for others who are struggling. You may be faced with something totally different and at the point where you're feeling that God has forgotten. Can God forget? Certainly not. Can God hide his face? Well, it's hard to hide when you are God. Let's just put it that way. Become mysterious is perhaps a better word. It is not that God is hiding. If so, then he's hiding in plain sight. It is that we ourselves have come to a point where his next move has become a mystery. Or his reasoning behind all this has become a mystery. Hide? Never, never. He sent his Christ, after all, to us, did he not? So we come to the question, if God is not forgetting us or hiding his face, what is it that he's doing? According to David here, God is being bountiful. Elsewhere, according to Paul, God is being merciful, comforting, abounding in consolation by Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 2, I'm going to read the words of Paul. He says, "Grace be to you and peace from our God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in our tribulation, that we might be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ." The words of Paul. Words of David, similar. But now you look down at this child in his hospital bed and you wonder, how is that? God's mercy, his bountiful dealing, his abounding consolation is sometimes hard to see, isn't it? That doesn't mean that it has been forgotten or that it is hiding. It only means that we're having difficulty presently seeing it. That's a very important distinction to make, right? There is a human expectation that when God blesses us with a child, you know, brand new baby, baby boy, baby girl, God's blessed us with a child, that by blessing us, nothing unexpected will occur. That it is not really a blessing from God unless everything from birth on goes as we've expected. It is less of a blessing if the unexpected happens, and even less of a blessing if the child then is taken away from us. Right? That is purely a human expectation. There are several parents that I know of personally that while everything unexpected, anything possible that was unexpected has happened to them and to their child, that they have come to see things in a much different light. The unexpected, hard as it has been for them, looking back on it now has rather become an unimaginable blessing. You might think that some people are just wired that way, right? They would be the first to assure you that they were not wired this way, not originally. These are the good folks I would point you to if you are honestly curious as to what, quote, lighten my eyes actually means. And you might say, well, I just can't do that. What I am seeing from David's psalm here and other scripture is that none of us actually can do this or be this ourselves. It is contrary, for the most part, with few exceptions, it is contrary to the human nature, largely. However, it is not in any way contrary to the regenerated spiritual nature we've been given in Christ. This is precisely the Christ nature. Now, it carries with it a sacrificial nature, this Christ-like nature, right? Carries a sacrificial nature. To look at how we saw ourselves before now, set that aside. How we see ourselves in light of this crisis or this situation or, this what we're facing. Be able to set that aside. What we see our own selves capable of, setting all that aside. That's the sacrificial Christ-like nature. Once one sees themselves as being insufficient, incapable by their own power, by their own resource, or by their own will or determination, then, and only then, can one begin seeing where God's merciful bounty has been and is now seeking further to come in all the more. We're no longer hiding ourselves from God's actions. We are actually asking Him to be all of this for us as an act of His mercy. We are rightly asking Him to help us receive his actions as He intends them to be received. We are glorying in them and thereby glorifying Him, and glorifying Him no matter what His actions may be as judged by our former human expectations. Notice here that David doesn't really give us anything further explaining what this light is. Only that if he doesn't have it, this light, he is fearful that he'll sleep the sleep of death. He's obviously searched this and searched himself for this light only to come to realize that it is God that has to give it to him. Whatever this light is, it's something God's going to have to give. We have spoken of the provision of God's mercy through the object and vehicle of his ultimate mercy, Jesus Christ. We have spoken of prayers to God, our prayers not being like everybody else's, right? But made specifically through his specific mercy connection, Jesus Christ, and of groups of these mercy-connected persons praying for you, perhaps, when you are not so sure that you can do that yourself. What this light is may come simply down to trust initially. A well-founded trust, though, in Jesus Christ. What will come out of all these prayers may not be exactly as you have envisioned, but these prayers will be answered as God Himself sees best. Final thought, my own way of thinking through this. even if to be at a child's deathbed, when everything man could have done has now been done, even when everything we thought we knew that would make this situation better has been exhausted, there is still a light that I pray to God will radiate from my tearful eyes, radiate towards those parents and that child. Or let's reverse this, the other way around. Even if it's my deathbed that a parent or a child are looking over, there's still a light that I pray to God will radiate from my tearful eyes to both that parent and that child. So I pray to God then that this honest plea of mine be so. As the psalmist says, consider and hear. Consider and hear it, please, Heavenly Father. Some closing scripture. Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. Paul writes to the Romans, he says, and therefore he's writing to us, by extension. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice here, we're not conquerors in and of ourselves. We're conquerors through him, right? In all these things. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I hope these considerations today, I hope you find them a help to you. Praise God.